Hey, this is Paul from Marion. Thanks for joining the Drivecast today. And so thankful to have been able to celebrate Resurrection Sunday this past Sunday. And today looking at one of the realities that is promised to us because Jesus walked out of the grave. It's 1 Corinthians 15, verses 50 through 58. These verses are so incredible. I'm just going to read all of them for you. I'll read them over you. We're going to celebrate what Christ has done, pray, and just, Lord willing, be encouraged as a result of these promises that were given because of the resurrection of Jesus. It says this, "I tell you this, brothers, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall be changed. For this perishable body must put on the imperishable, and this mortal body must put on immortality. When the perishable puts on the imperishable, and the mortal puts on immortality, then shall come to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain." Again, verse 57, "But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." We have promises, so many promises in Christ. One of the many incredible promises is that because of the resurrection of Christ, we too will rise. We will receive not a body that hurts and is full of pain and that is diseased or that is just beaten down and broken, but a body that is imperishable. Just as heaven, there will be no perishing of any kind, so too our bodies will inherit that imperishable state. And it'll be in the same likeness of our Lord Jesus, who when he was raised, he still had a body, but it was imperishable, did not see any decay, anything like that. And just what an incredible promise given to us today. And as a result of that, thinking through that promise, Paul gives us an encouragement. Therefore, again in 58, "Be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain." And so we need to keep a focus on continuing to do the good works that the Lord has set before us to do, to walk in them. And when things are difficult, when things are frustrating, when things are hard, knowing that what awaits us is just incredible. And those promises, again, are secure because Jesus walked out of the grave. And so I pray this is an encouragement for you today. And as you go into your day or whenever it is you're listening to this Drivecast, you would just be reminded and encouraged that, you know what, one day I get to look forward to a bodily resurrection, being made new physically in this glorious, imperishable body because, again, Jesus walked out of the grave. So let's pray over our day today. And again, I want to say thanks for joining us on the Drivecast. I do hope you'll join us again tomorrow. Lord, thank you for these promises. And I ask that you would encourage us. That if we're hurting today, if we're in pain today, if we're grieving today, God, I ask that you would place on our hearts just the confident conviction that we will rise once again because of Jesus and through faith in him, his work on the cross, his resurrection, we too will rise again. And so, Lord, use that to just motivate us toward good works, toward sharing the gospel, the good news that Jesus died for our sins and raised to life again. And would you help us to do that by the empowerment of your Holy Spirit? Lord, we love you. It's in Christ's name that I pray. Amen.